Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Happy Hour Friday. A couple shout-outs to give folks checking in from the snow. To Bobby and his wife and their dog are out there, Randy, walking around, enjoying it. Dogs love snow.
They do.
Devin's talking trash. He says we sound soft because we have 2 inches and we're telling
you
people to stay safe.
Somebody cares what Devin says about snow? I've been to the Midwest. And lived in St. Louis. You damn right. It's a different kind of cold. We know that, and we know that, Devin.
Yeah, you chose to live there.
You chose to live there.
Don't be mad at me.
All right, don't be mad at us because your lady made you move to Kansas City.
Don't be mad at me because it's 14 degrees every day.
Yeah,
and
if your ass was in Putnam, it would be different. But your wife made you move to Kansas City, Devin.
Devin. Yeah. All right.
Oh, and I know he can't call in. You can't call in. Yeah, your ass, Bo. Yeah, he in the doghouse. You damn right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But hopefully the bottle of Patron helps.
And I'm glad you're in the doghouse, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a learning opportunity, right? Growth opportunity.
Yeah.
We're all going to, well.
Don't embarrass your damn lady.
Ever.
Damn, Mo. I'm still mad at you.
Certainly not publicly.
I'm still mad at Mo.
You know how many people listen to this show?
I'm still mad at Mo. A whole lot, Mo.
Dozens.
Yeah, man. You don't embarrass your lady. What did my man say? What are we hell? We talking about the Steelers are 4-2 with Justin Fields. Did you actually watch all those games?
Yeah, man.
I watched those games.
I did too.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to down. Like, Justin Fields is a good player.
Yeah.
Justin
Fields is all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all
right. He adds a different element than Russell Wilson does. Russell Wilson's not playing great. I was saying was people are acting like it's some obvious, clear, giant upgrade.
Yeah.
Like, no, man. Like, they're both kind of – there's a reason why they're both there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's a hell of an athlete, can run – he's all right. Come on.
He fumbled in every single one of those games.
At that point right now with certain quarter – he's all
right. Yeah, right, exactly. Like, certain guys have played in the league long enough to where it's like if they were going to become – more than that, if they were going to become what you really kind of want them to be, they would have done it by now.
Yeah.
And they haven't because they can't.
I got some college news. It looks like, if I can get this damn thing to open, that the Dawgs' best corner is coming back.
Yeah, Dalen Everett announces he's going to stay at Georgia, which is – that's great.
That's big news.
That's great.
That's big news.
What was the worry, that he would go to the draft or that he would go to the transfer portal?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I think more draft, wouldn't you?
I think he would be – you know, I guess I never – it's always surprising to me. You know, you think a guy's really good, and they're like, yeah, he's probably like a fifth rounder. It's like, really? I don't know.
Really?
I have no idea. Or then I'm like, yeah, I watch that guy play a lot, and you're trying to tell me that guy's in the second round? Okay, I never know. The draft analysis is always different than what you see with your eyes on the field, to me at least. But no, that's great. That's great news that he's coming back.
Yeah.
All right. You know who's not coming back to Vegas is Tom Telesco.
Yeah, man.
They've done this really weird – yeah. They let AP do his presser on Monday, and then they fired him on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took another day, and then they fired Tom Telesco after 1 year. Mm-hmm. They had a pretty good draft. Like, I mean, I guess they didn't take a quarterback, but they did take Brock Bowers. That worked out pretty good. So, they don't have anybody in Vegas now, so jobs are available.
It's one of those things where, you know, Tom's – I'm assuming that Tom's running the show right now. And I saw some little names, like I think Reggie McKenzie would be great there. He's been there. He knows that culture and everything. Like, he's down there in Miami right now. Brother, he's a very, very good general manager, Andy. He would be a knockout right there. But the thing about it is, if you're a coach, I know there's only 32 and you ain't supposed to be scared of nothing. What kind of coach goes in there and the worst team, and then you got to coach against Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, and Sean Payton?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and they all have quarterbacks.
That's a gauntlet,
and
man.
And you don't.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's going to be a tall task.
And you have
task.
An owner that will fire you after 1 year.
Yeah, it's going to be a tall task wherever they go and things like that. But, I think, you know, that makes sense to me, you know, because Tom – I don't think Tom was there yet. Or had
Tom Brady.
Own,
Tom Brady.
Stake or whatever. Yeah, Tom Brady. Yeah. I don't think he had a stake in everything yet when they did hire. Like I said, Telesco was 1 year on the job and everything like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a clean sweep, clean break, and now you got to start from the beginning like the Van Raiders have done over and over and over and over.
They're familiar with the process.
Yes.
Conspiracy theory? You want to hear it?
Let me hear it.
You know who's a coach and a general manager?
Yeah. He ain't going. He can't leave. Well, he can do anything he wants to.
Yeah.
But there's no way that Bill's leaving them kids and them coaches, man.
I'm just saying he's a coach and a general manager.
He is.
Tom knows him. Called him. Wants to interview him for the job.
Right. But, I mean, Lombardi was on it, like, you know, and he said that, yes, they called him for advice.
Oh, that's what the call was for.
Yeah, the call was for advice. Okay. Tom asked people for advice. That's what they say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Conspiracy theory shattered. That's too bad. Here's Drew Rosenhaus talking about Tyreek Hill, his client.
Tyreek is very passionate. Anyone I've ever represented that was great was passionate. They cared. What
that
he's doing with Tyreek is very genuine. He wants to win. It's not good enough for him not to make the playoffs. He's very passionate. I think at the end of the day, he's committed to this Dolphin football team. He had an excellent meeting with Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. I believe that Tyreek is a great asset to the Dolphins, and I think he's the least guy that people should be worried about for this organization. They have many more worries. Tyreek Hill's not one of them.
Okay.
Well done, Drew.
I love me some Drew. You know how I feel about that man.
He just said you're passionate.
He kept every promise. Every time I asked, he kept every promise. He did. Whatever I needed, he took care of it and everything. All right.
That's awesome.
He's full of crap right now.
Yeah, but it's his job to be.
Yes. All right. Nobody wants to hear about Tyreek's passion. They could be doctored. All I know is I heard the audio, hey, Cheetah, you out.
Yeah.
All right. He left his team out there hanging.
Yeah.
They all felt the same damn way.
Yeah.
Okay, we lost. Like, and every time I see that damn C on his damn chest, it pisses me off because of stuff like this. With the whole Antonio Brown putting your face on there and all those dudes. This dude's a great player. And I understand broken wrist. Yeah. He wanted to be out there for two. Clap, 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 kudos. You wanted to be out there for them. And this is what Drew said. I wanted to be out there for my teammate. That's why I didn't have surgery on my broken wrist. But then when I found out we were going to playoffs, I left them.
Yeah, I walked off the field.
Yeah.
I miss it with that. Being passionate is not an excuse to do
but
any
I
of
hate
that stuff.
When people say that. I just want to win. Don't you think everybody wants to damn win?
It makes me think of when people say, yeah, I'm just a competitor.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's a competitor. It doesn't mean you get to be a jerk.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
But that was good that was good agenting by Drew Rosen.
Oh, yeah, that's what he does.
That's what he does. That's what he does. All right, here's another conspiracy theory that people are working on. I don't know if it's really a conspiracy theory when Deion Sanders says stuff like this.
Yeah.
I'm seeing from the beginning of coaching my babies to the last walk in the end. You know how painful that is, man?
Oh, yeah.
To see that this is it, this may be it. And let me say this before y'all jump to it, because I know y'all going to jump to it. The only way I would consider continuing is that I'm coaching my sons, plural, not singularly, plural. Or I wouldn't even think about it, because I love Colorado. I love everything I do.
Well, Shiloh gonna have to be Jello.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Shiloh might have a shot as a rapper. You know what I mean? Like, this
you got dude, special teams. No, can't do that.
I mean, somebody's gonna give him a look. I'll put it like that.
You got practice squads.
He got practice squads. Okay. All right, well, good for him. It ain't gonna work like that.
No.
I love Deion. It ain't gonna work like that. It, because the dynamics of what would happen to a locker room.
Yeah,
and coming in saying that the only way I'm going to coach is if my son is the quarterback and all those different things. It don't work like that in the NFL. Now, his son is going to be the starting quarterback wherever he's drafted, understandably so. But, like, package deal? No, not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
Not going to happen.
Although I would really like it if it did. It would be very entertaining if it happened. Does the Deshaun Watson, if you missed it, Deshaun Watson re-tore his ACL, so he's going to miss the entire season in 2025. Does that change the Browns' plans at all in terms of the draft? Because they have the number 2 overall pick.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great question. Because I know they said it would be like 7 months because he retoured. So 7 months from today, he could be ready by the season. Talking about Deshaun. Because he has 3 more years. This year and 2 more, right?
Yeah.
This year and 2 more, right?
Now, I think after this year, they can kind of get – they're still going to have to pay him, but they can – do something as far as, like, the dead cap goes to make it a little bit less awful.
Okay.
If they cut him.
All right.
He's not good, though, right?
He's not. Like I mean.
Don't they need to do something anyway, whether he tore his ACL or not?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're sitting there at 2, and you're the Browns, would you trade back? Would that be a spot where the Raiders would try to get up there?
That'd be pretty smart. They probably should.
Yeah, if you're the Browns, you trade back, get picks, because it's going. I mean, where are the Raiders at, 6 or 8 somewhere in there?
Something like that.
You're going to get a couple first for the Raiders to have to move up. The Raiders need a quarterback in the worst way.
Yes,
in the worst way. And so, and everybody has already linked Shadur and them together. Shadur, whatever. That makes perfect sense to me. But yeah, I mean, I think that the Browns should probably sit back and trade back.
Yeah, they just have so many needs that
they really don't have a lot. Graphics. They got a big ass need at quarterback.
Their offensive line sucks.
Yeah, yeah, they were banged up a lot, but yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I guess they can just keep hoping that Deshaun Watson both gets healthy and good again.
Yeah,
but I guess they kind of have to play him because they owe him $1 billion. I don't know. It's a horrible situation. I don't think Deshaun – if I'm them, though, like, Deshaun Watson's health has nothing to do with my plans. You know what I mean?
I mean –
because he's not good.
Like, he's not good and everything like that.
If he plays, then we're bad.
Yeah, but they look at it like that. I mean, they brought back Kevin Stefanski. You fire Ken Dorsey and everything like that, but yet this problem still remains, the quarterback.
Yeah, you have a horrible quarterback position, and you have $1 billion invested in it. So it's time to draft a new guy and hopefully move on. You know what I mean?
I know, like, exactly what you mean, man. I'll be laughing at it because they have all these coaching hires and everything. I love how Aaron Glenn said, "Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool, New England. I'm cool. No, I will not come in for an interview. You're not going to double box face me with somebody else."
Yeah, no. Didn't you guys already do that?
Yeah,
didn't you already do what you needed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't need to interview me.
Yeah, get out of here.
Plus, I'd rather be the defensive coordinator in Detroit than whatever the hell's going on up there right now.